Mr. Garrett said that I claimed that I found a condition in all of the passages he used to be proof text for election. He says, I just said that. You could claim you're George Washington or something, and I'll be it. No, I still claim that I did, and the first passage he brought up was Romans 8:29. Everybody look at that. That's the first one on the list up there. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Here's the idea of election or predestination. To be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Do you see the condition? That's the very first one he brought up in saying that I didn't find a condition in all the passages he gave. Here's one. What's the predestination have to do with? That we would be conformed to the image of his Son. So what's the condition? To be saved, you have to conform your life to the image of the Son. Now, let's read verse 30. He says predestination there equals conformed to the image of the Son. Let's read verse 30 with that in mind. Moreover, whom those that conform themselves to the image of the Son, them he called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Do you see that? The only ones that are going to be justified are the ones that conform their lives to the image of the Son. The condition is right there. Now look at it. Let's look at the other passages. Ephesians 1:4. Did you bring that up, Mr. Garrett? He hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy without blame. There's your condition. You have to be holy without blame to be chosen for salvation. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, and the good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in. We have to walk in those good works. That's the condition. Then Mr. Garrett said, well, I believe not that salvation is conditional or election, but the eternal condemnation, yes, that's conditional. People are lost because of their sins. Okay, so we're in agreement halfway in this debate. So what about John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, there's the condemnation, but have everlasting life. There's the election or the salvation. What's it conditioned upon? Belief. So it goes both ways. If you don't believe, you're going to be lost, you're going to perish. If you do believe, and you have to believe, you receive eternal life. So the positive is also conditional. And then everybody turned to Romans 14:23. Mr. Garrett said something like, didn't have time to write it down, something like they were lost in their consciences. That's true. We agree it has to do with the conscience. They were violating their conscience. Yes. But what was the eternal result of this? Verse 23 says that he that doubteth is just lost according to his own mind? No. D-A-M-N-E-D. Condemned. He said other translations have condemned. That means the same thing. I don't know of a stronger word in the Bible to mean lost anywhere. Does anybody know in the Bible of a stronger word in the Bible to mean lost that's stronger than D-A-M-N-E-D? I believe that's the strongest word in the Bible. Yes, perish could be ambiguous. Lost even can be ambiguous. You could be lost in the woods. Somebody could rescue somebody or save somebody from drowning. But D-A-M-N-E-D, that means you're lost spiritually. Remember I pointed out 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 10 through 12. They received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be saved who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. D-A-M-N-E-D. It means they're going to be lost spiritually. I think everybody here knows that. Number 12. Everybody here knows what D-A-M-N-E-D means in Romans 14:23. It is the strongest word in the Bible for lost spiritually. And it talks about a brother in Christ, one who Christ died for, yet it's going to be D-A-M-N-E-D. That defeats your position. Jesus became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. It makes eternal salvation the positive. He admitted the negative, but not the positive. Positive salvation, eternal salvation, is conditioned upon obeying Christ. A lot of people think all you have to do is accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You'll be saved. Meaning, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not all you have to do. Yes, you do have to do that, but you have to be obedient to Him. This verse says, if you don't, it implies it, you won't receive the eternal salvation provided for by the death of Christ. And then number 11, Easter. So back to 2 Thessalonians 2:13. Notice this gets at our subject tonight directly. It's talking about being chosen from the beginning to salvation. And we might say before the foundation of the world. That's what it's talking about. Through belief of the truth. Is it conditional or not? conditional. Does it? If you want to sing in the state of, that's fine. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate all of you coming. I know it's a lot of trouble to come and sit through 2 hours plus you're driving. Mr. Garrett and I, we both appreciate it very much.